You remember that in Lent we have three themes. First theme is how we should live our Christian life. And we get teaching about that. We've had teaching very, very frequently in these first 2 weeks of Lent. And then we have an exposition of the an understanding, a theology, if you will, of the Passion. And we have that today in this text where our Lord talks about what's going to happen to the Son of Man. And then, and for the first time today, we have this other theme, which is a glimpse into the soul of Jesus himself and what he suffered as he went on his way to his Passion. And this is usually shown to us through Jeremiah, who was such a realization of Jesus, worked by the grace of Christ before the Lord came himself. And so you hear it today. The people of Judah and the citizens of Jerusalem said, let's contrive a plot against Jeremiah. And then the irony. It won't mean the loss of instruction from the priests, or counsel from the wise, or messages from the prophets. Our regular established religion will keep right on going, and it will make no difference to anybody. It's a sad thing, isn't it? And they're right. Jeremiah will come, he will preach, he will pour out his life. His love for his people is such that he'll speak the truth to turn them from sin and disaster. It didn't work. They went into exile. But this nut, you know, we can put him aside and we'll still have our established religion. Such irony. We've got all the goody things we like, you know, we have nice ceremonies, we have nice whatever, but it means nothing. That's the point of Jeremiah. And it's a point for us to enter into the heart of Jesus, to love the Father, to pray for all his brethren, to be ready to offer his life as he predicts here in the Passion narrative, in the Passion prediction. You see? Don't we run that risk? Nice, comfortable religion. It's not the word religion. Religion is a good word. It's what we do. How many people get it? You know, somebody once quoted Mother Teresa. You wouldn't think she'd say a thing like this, you know. She said, you know, it's very difficult working, is it, with the poor. And the rich don't give a damn. It's quite an indictment, isn't it? Invite Mother Teresa, give her $1,000 stipend and let her talk. Don't change at all. That's the, you see, the consolations of religion. Well, we have an example of that lack of understanding. If the Lord didn't have mercy on us, it'd be over. But at least we could say, Lord, you know, please help me get over this sort of routine piety. Better than routine crime. I mean, that's, you know, that's good enough, but think of what the Lord wants. Think of what he's prepared to do himself. And that's why Jeremiah is such an image. When they're writing, that prophet is writing these servant songs, those famous songs, the predictions and the description of the Passion. He has Jeremiah in mind. He knows the life of Jeremiah and says, that's what this new prophet is going to look like. This new prophet is Jesus. So he predicts his Passion. And you know the rhythm. As certainly as well, this is Matthew today, but Mark as well, like better, clearer. totally inept response on the part of the disciples. This is a tough day for us. Are we into this, you know, routine religion? Or are we like these guys, kind of egomaniacs? These are the disciples, by the way. These are the people, Saint so-and-so and Saint so-and-so. They finally got it. So that's, it's hope for us. You know? See? Anyway, mom comes, Jewish mother. Mom comes with my two boys. I want my boys to be, you know. And Jesus says, you don't understand what you're asking. Can you drink the cup that I'm going to drink? Or be baptized with the baptism I'm going to be baptized? And they say, we can, having no idea what that means. But by golly, they did, by the grace of Christ. That's the encouragement. They did. And then, and of course, the other 10, they're so humble, huh? They're mad as the dickens. That these guys try to cut in there and be the leaders, you see. And then our Lord gives teaching. This is the rhythm. Our Lord predicts his passion. The disciples don't get it. And then our Lord gives instruction. And that's rhythm. It may have been exactly what happened, but it's also edited in such a way that we understand a call to really enter into the prophetic vocation with which we were baptized. To get it. And today, it's about leadership. You know, the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. Isn't that the way it goes, right? And then, in a very strong statement, it shall not be like that among you. Period. Whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Now notice, I always think of this. He didn't say, here's the way to the top. You know, be a slave, be a servant, and you'll get a promotion. If you get a promotion, you lose the greatest gift you had. It's to be imitating Jesus. You understand? If you serve, you're great. If you serve and then you don't serve, you're not great. And then he applies it all to himself. Just so the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and his service to give his life as a ransom for many. So we have these the theology of the passion. We have instructions about how to live. And we have this new element, this new insight. And there'll be other psalms and other texts from Jeremiah, you know, where we'll have this same thing. Catch a glimpse of Jesus' soul. The psalms are a sacrament. They reveal to us the soul, the heart, the mind of Jesus. And they're very precious.